When you're using the storm total accumulation product for Duopol, it's important to know that it accumulates in a fundamentally different way than any of MRMS accumulation products that are longer than 1 hour. The Duopol STA is a running sum of precip amounts and starts accumulating when reflectivity and aerial extent thresholds have been met. One downside of this is that when you have such a low threshold over a wide coverage area, this can lead to the STA accumulating for long periods of time, especially during events that are multi-day and/or have lingering precip that takes a while to exit the area. Because the STA product won't have a chance to reset on its own, this can end up negatively impacting your interpretation of the STA product. So if you anticipate future precipitation of your CWA, it's a good practice to proactively reset the STA product at the RPG, as this ensures the storm totals will be relevant to your current event. If you need help with resetting the Duopol STA at the RPG, talk to your radar focal point or see the RPG HCI controls lesson included in the resources tab for a walkthrough of how to do so. Now let's talk about how this differs for longer-term MRMS accumulation products shown here. For MRMS, we often use the 6-hour product as a proxy for storm total accumulation. This product differs from Duopol in that it is strictly confined to precipitation within the last 6 hours. So with MRMS, one potential downside is that you have to switch between different products depending on what duration you're concerned with. We'll talk more about some best practice tips for dealing with these accumulation nuances in a later module, but for now, just keep in mind these differences between MRMS and Duopol.